Mr. Rod Woodruff is in the house, people. Okay? So you can lean back in your chairs and relax because the man is
no,
in
no,
the house.
You can't do that. You can't
we
do
can?
That. No, haven't you seen that commercial with a guy sitting in the chair in front of those speakers and his hair is blown back? That's what you need to get ready for.
That's Rod Woodruff?
That's what you need to get ready
for. Oh, I was thinking of a different Rod Woodruff. No. Oh, yeah. Kind of like the John Denver Rod Woodruff is what I was thinking of. This is a different one then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, Rod, how you doing?
Man, I'm good. How you doing? You guys
glad.
Are pretty funny, really. It's been a long weekend because you guys are already
I know.
It's showing right now.
We did 13 and a half hours on Friday, 13 and a half hours on Saturday, and my Skype says we're into 9 hours and 35 minutes today, and we still got to go till 9 o'clock tonight. So
wow. We'll do it.
Doing good. We're a little loopy, I think, but
we're
in
pumped.
The Lord.
We're pumped. We're really
I
pumped.
Like it. Hey, this is the new one for us. We're loopy in the Lord.
And if we get just a little bit low, we bring in great people just that's like right. you to pump us up.
That's right.
All right, that's awesome.
And I've already had a preview, and I've told these people they better get ready because it's going to blow them away.
Well, you know, we had James and Gail on Friday night, and they blew the roof off the house. And then last night, Rod, we had Corey Bell and Mark Keller.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to tell you what, right. you know, between James and Gail and Corey Bell and everybody, we're just beyond blessed already. So you got to take us out, man.
The bar is up here, but I right. know you can reach
no pressure.
It.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah. No pressure, Rob. Really. No pressure.
No pressure at all, Bill. Brother. But brother, I already know your music, man. Your integrity and your music is far up there with all the rest, my friend.
Oh, my.
There's just no doubt. I had no doubt that you were the man for the job for tonight. And also, Brad Scott follows you tonight. So
get him pumped up. Yeah, get him pumped
get
up.
Get Brad pumped up. That's right.
He needs to all be right. pumped up.
No short jokes. No short That's jokes. Right.
Okay. So it's now starts your 50 minutes of fame on Lamb Radio, my friend. So
all right. Well, thank you guys very much.
You bet.
Thank you for having me. And it's not just me. Just so you know, I have getting a little noise there, guys, but it's probably just from my headphones. But I have Michelle Blanton, Courtney. My daughter, Courtney Hurst, and Sandra Shelton. We're going to do some tracks, some live stuff, and we'll just see how it goes. So, again, I'm getting a lot of noise. So somebody's mic might have got muted on your guys' end.
Sounds great. Sounds great
okay.
on our end. We're not
here. Now, it sounds good when you're talking, but I am here just now. Maybe it's just me.
Okay, just make sure everybody's mic is muted except Rod's, if you would. We're
okay.
good.
All right, good deal. Thanks, you guys. All right, well, hey, welcome to Lamb Radio. Awesome to be here. Really excited about it. Really, it's kind of weird. I got to tell you, we'll explain what's going on here. We are in like about a 8x12 room with the four of us. It's a little bit stuffy and like that, but we're just gonna praise. And so, please join if you're out there listening. Please join in if you would. If you just want to listen and just relax, whatever you want to do. But please be a part of it. So thank you, Mark. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your team having us here and putting this together. Definitely are appreciated of that, most definitely. Let me just start off by giving a plug since you said Brad's coming on. Hey, just so you know, December 4th, 5th, and 6th, Wild Branch Praise Conference, an actual live conference, not a virtual one like this one, which is awesome. This is an actual live thing. The cool thing about it is it's going to be at the state capitol, Oklahoma State Capitol. It's very unique. It's really cool. We were just in there doing like a sound check thing, and it was the reverb. It's going to be amazing. So it just is. So if you can be in the area or if you're in the area, please go online, find that. It's you can find on Brad's, the Wild Branch Ministry website. He has links to it, and please join us if you would. So we're going to do some worship. We're going to do some stuff that's going to be a little bit of like track stuff where we play some stuff, and we'll do some live. It's all live us singing, but some of it, the instruments are kind of recorded from you know, from studio stuff and like that. And we'll mix it up and like that. So we'll hopefully by the end we'll have hit like some worship here that is meaningful. And so sometimes when, you know, I always think, you know, these guys got me in a goofy mood or something like that. But I always think of like Horton Hears a Who, you know, Dr. Seuss book. Somehow that last guy, if he just would sing out, they could hear. You know what I mean? So somehow we just need, when we're together, when we're corporately worshiping, and this is a different, it's a virtual kind of a corporate thing, but we can do it. It doesn't matter where we are. We can do that together. So we're together tonight. Amen. So let's go ahead and do some worship. Let's definitely do that. Except I pray the free will offering of my mouth. Except I pray the free will offering of my mouth. And teach me your ways. Except I pray the free will offering of my mouth. Except I pray the free will offering of my mouth. And teach me your ways. Teach me your ways. All of your ways, I want to know you. I want to see your face. Free will offering. Free will offering. Free will offering. Yes, you are holy.
You are holy.
So holy.
So holy.
Holy. Yes, you are holy.
You are holy.
So holy.
So holy.
Holy. Yes, you are holy.
You are holy.
So holy.
So holy.
Holy. Yes, you are holy.
You are holy.
So holy.
So holy.
Holy.
Yeah.
I want to know you.
I want to know.
I want to see your face. Free will offering. Rejoice, O Israel, rejoice,
Oh Zion, rejoice, for the Lord your God has made you his delight. Rejoice, oh Israel, rejoice. Oh Zion, rejoice, for the Lord your God has made you his delight. Rejoice, oh Israel, rejoice. Oh Zion, rejoice, for the Lord your God has made you his delight. Rejoice, oh Israel, rejoice. Oh Zion, rejoice, for the Lord your God has made you his delight. Rejoice. 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 Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Rejoice. Oh Israel, rejoice. Oh Zion, rejoice. For the Lord your God has made you his delight. Rejoice. Oh Israel, rejoice. Oh Zion, rejoice. For the Lord your God has made you his Israel, rejoice. Oh Zion, rejoice. For the Lord your God has made you his delight. Rejoice. Oh Israel, rejoice. Oh Zion, rejoice. For the Lord your God has made you his delight. Has made you his delight. Made you his Spirit, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men dream dreams. I'll pour out my spirit. My servants will prophesy. I'll show wonders in the heavens and signs in the earth below. In that day, yes, in that day, oh, in that day, yes, in that day. Spirit, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. I'll pour out my spirit. My servants will prophesy. I'll show wonders in the heavens and signs in the earth below. Yes, in that day. In that day. In that day. In that day. It shall come to pass in that day, in that day, that whoever calls on the name, men of Israel, hear these words, hear these words. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, will be saved in that day. Yes, in that day. Yes, in that day. Oh, in that day. Oh, in that day, call on the name of the Lord. In that day, won't you call on the name of the Lord? It's that day, call on the name of the Lord. It's that day, won't you call on the name of the Lord? In that day, yes, in that day. Yes, in that day. In that day. Men of Israel, hear these words, hear these words. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Will be saved in that day. What a promise from John. Amen. Whoops. It's live. Oh, how lovely are the feet of him bringing the good news on the mountain to proclaim peace, shalom, salvation, baruch haba, b'shem Adonai, baruch haba, b'shem Adonai. Oh, how lovely are the feet of him bringing the good news on the mountain to proclaim peace, shalom, salvation, baruch haba, b'shem Adonai, baruch haba, b'shem Adonai. The King of Israel is coming again. The time to turn to him is now. Get on your knees and call on his name, and you'll be saved. Yes, you'll be saved. Call on the name, Yeshua. Call on the name, Yeshua. Call on the name, Yeshua. Call on the name. Won't you call on the name? Call on the name. Yeshua is his name.
Yeshua.
Call on the name. Yeshua. Your God is King. Call on the name. Yes, you are. Call on the name. Yes, you are. Call on the name.
Yes, you are.
Call on the name.
We call on the name.
We call on your name. Yeshua, we call on the name.
Yeshua,
we call on your name. Yeshua, your God is King. Call on the name. I call on your name. Yeshua, call on the name. Call on the name.
I will call to you,
Yeshua. I'll call on your name.
I will call.
My Savior, my Redeemer.
Yeshua.
My Savior and my shield.
Yeshua.
My Savior and my shield.
Yeshua.
Salvation in the name.
Yeshua.
Salvation in the name.
Yeshua.
Your God is King. I hope somebody's out there listening, other than Marcus. But I'm sure, according to Mark, there's thousands, and I hope that's true. And I hope you're blessed by this. It's funny. We're gonna do a song. It's called "We Cry Holy." And the thing about sometimes songs, when you write a song or you do something, it's like has certain meaning. This one for me is probably one of my very favorite songs I've ever done. I think because what was going on in my life was happening for me, and seeing what was happening, and people kind of turning away from their faith in Yeshua, in their Messiah. And just to me, I just pour out, and I just believe that we have to have that relationship. We have to cry out. We have to have times of prayer and worship and really, really seeking God's face so that we can know, because the enemy is going to come against us, and it's going to make us maybe doubt, and things are going to come against our kids and all of us saying, hey, you're an idiot somehow if you believe in this God, or you believe in a Messiah. So this song is really just about proclaiming that faith towards the Messiah. Holy, and we cry, holy, and we cry, holy is the Lamb of God, and we cry, holy, holy. Holy is the Lamb,
is the Lamb
of God. Holy, holy, Holy is the Lamb of God. Holy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. So worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. 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 And we cry.
Endures forever. Oh Lord, your mercy.
your mercy endures forever. My way, your mercy. Oh, give thanks. For he is good,
Lord, you're so good,
and his mercy your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. I love you, Yahweh. Your mercy endures forever.
Lord, Lord, your mercies.
Your mercy endures forever.
Lord, Lord, your mercy.
Your mercy endures forever.
Lord, Lord, your mercy.
Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. And his mercy. Out of the dead, I have cried to you, Lord. Oh, hear my Lord, hear my prayer. If you should mark iniquity, Lord, who could stand? There is forgiveness with thee. My soul waits for you. I hope in your word. Yes, more than watchmen wait for the morning. If you should mark iniquity, Lord, who could stand? There is forgiveness with thee. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. Let Israel hope in the Lord. He will redeem Israel. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord, there is mercy. Let Israel hope in the Lord. You will redeem Israel. You will redeem Israel. You will redeem Israel. He will redeem Israel. Redeem, redeem Israel. Redeem, redeem Israel. Redeem, redeem Israel. He will redeem Israel. Mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Just gotta do a quick tune up here. Man, let me just check our time. How are we doing? Looks like we're pretty good. Oh, yes. Just making a quick adjustment here in personnel. If you knew what was going on, you guys would laugh. I'm telling you right now. You guys would laugh. Wow, that was a little heavier than I thought it might
Such
be.
Such a sweet spirit in this room.
That's really,
Praise
really
good.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. And David spoke the words of this song on the day the Lord delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my shield, my salvation. I call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Kavod, kavod atah, kavod atah, miholah." Kavod, kavod atah, kavod Ata mihola, kavod ata, kavod ata mihola. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Worthy, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Yes, I cry to my God. And in my distress, I called upon the Lord. He saved me from my enemies. Kavod, Kavodata, Kavodata, Mihola, Kavodata, 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 Mihola. Yes, I cried to my God.
Yes, I cried to my God.
And He heard me.
And He heard me.
And in my distress, I called upon the Lord. He saved me from my enemies. Oh, Lord, save me from my enemies. Oh Lord, save me from my enemies. Oh Lord, you are my rock. You are my shield, my salvation, Lord. Save me from my enemies.
Save me from my
enemies. Save me from my enemies. Kavodata, Kavodata, Mihola, Kavodata, Kavodata, Mihola, Kavodata. Ata Mihola, Kavo. Ata Mihola. Mihola. Kavo, Kavodata, Mihola, worthy to be praised. Yes, you're worthy to be praised.
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 Yes, you're worthy to be praised.
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 Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised.
Holy.
holy, holy, holy. Oh Lord, our God, Lord of hosts. Oh Lord, our God, Lord of hosts.
Mark, I think we hit our 50 minutes.
Like right wow, on. You timed to the second, my friend. How did you do that?
I don't know. Well, I kind of cut that song a little short. Just to,
you
know.
It's okay. Rather you could have gone longer. It's
oh,
okay.
Absolutely. That was awesome.
Oh my.
That was awesome.
You should have
Rod.
Seen all the comments in the chat room. They were off the charts, and it was absolutely wonderful.
We
this is James and Gail from Boston, Rob.
We met you at
Sukkot. We met you in Sukkot. And...
Yes. So good to see you. I hear you guys at least.
We were floating around here. This is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my. We were on our faces. We were up in the air. We were in the chandeliers. It didn't matter. We were everywhere. It was awesome. You know, the anointing was so, so sweet and so, so strong. It was awesome. Thank you for blessing us. I have to say, live is better than Memorex with you. And I love you. And I love your Memorex because I listen to you on Lam Radio all the time. When your songs come on, I just have to stop. I said, okay, here it is. I love this. But oh my goodness,
same
the
here,
live
James.
Was absolutely breathtaking. Woo! I loved it.
So relaxing, like the O'Hare's "Israel, My Delight" song.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
very relaxing.
Yeah, kind of the same kind of thing. You know,
that's good. It's good. Like-minded.
Not so. That was not.
But thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, that was wonderful.
It was awesome. Rod, if you can join in on the chat room, that would be great. People love to talk to you guys and ask you questions. And buy Rod's music. Buy Rod's music. Oye Israel. What is it, Rod? Oye Israel.
.com. That's it.
.com. Okay.
Or you can look up Rod.
Trying to get my page up here where it's written down.
Hey, Rod, I'm Susan Hoogie, and I just wanted to let you know I have my have your music, and I play it in my truck. And I tell you, I go down the road, and it's blaring. Like, you know, you get these kids with their boombox cars, you know, and they're beep, 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 boom, boom, boom. That's what I'm doing with your music. I love it. I just love it.
I'm pretty sure that was a compliment.
that
well,
was.
You should see me. I'm driving and dancing at the same time. I'm just loving it.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. That's really cool. And it's funny, you know, you really wouldn't think, maybe, you know, I haven't done many live radio kind of broadcast like this, you wouldn't necessarily think that it would be there could be an anointing, and there is.
It's
just
my goodness.
It was just really cool. And so thanks for Michelle and Sandra and my daughter Courtney for joining me and singing along. And like I said, it was all just happening like spontaneous. So you heard the good and the bad, couple clunkers here and there, but it was really cool. I mean, it was just that we enjoyed it. So
it was meant to be.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
Now you
need blessings.
Amen.
Oh, it was great.
Now you need to take a picture of your studio there and post it.
I should, because it's kind of funny.
Yeah, Corey Bell did it last night with her and Mark Keller. They took a picture of all their equipment and stuff they put together to do a live acoustic.
I'll post the picture.
And then post it.
Yeah. That'd be fun, because definitely kind of crazy. Like Michelle's over here fanning herself, because I think our air shut off. This room's really is a small room, but. Yeah. You know, this was that. This is my studio. What can I tell you? Got a small little room here, but it works.
Well, we've been asking people not to take pictures of themselves at the conference for this, because we really don't want to see how you lounge around in your house.
Headshots only. Headshots only.
Coming over, I probably wouldn't be quite as so cleaned up. I could tell you that much. That's the truth about that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. That's coming up next. That's exciting for you guys. That's awesome.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said I'm excited that Brad's coming up next. He's a great speaker. It's awesome that he's coming up next. Awesome.
Brad who? I don't know.
And I will not tell him you made that short joke earlier. So yeah, don't worry.
No, we won't say that. We won't mention that.
Brad, you and Rod know each other?
I have Rod.
Woody or something like that.
Like that.
Woodpecker. Rod Woodpecker.
Rob Woodpecker.
He's blaming me. I did not. Brad, that was not me. I just said I was going to pump you up, and they, of course, took it to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
They've had 13 or some hours of back-to-back days of stuff, so their sanity is just on another shelf tonight, I think.
That's right.
Well, both of you are involved in this conference that's coming up in December. Give us some background on this.
Yes.
You go first, Rod.
All right. Well, I will tell you that the door opened up for us to do the Wild Branch Praise Conference. That's Brad's kind of just a different conference where it's more of a focus on praise and worship. And it was basically asked, hey, would you want to do the praise conference at the Oklahoma State Capitol? And so, of course, it was like, Brad, what do you think? And Brad's like, yes. So not only are we at the Capitol, but we have the entire Capitol. So that means all the entire the teachers like Brad and Bill Cloud and Monty and Charles Farnsworth and those guys will be speaking in the Senate floor, where they make those decisions for what goes on in our state, and some of that is far-reaching from our state. So to have an opportunity to praise and worship and gather together as a people in that place is amazing. The ambiance here, the reverb, the heaviness of that place when you're in there is almost breathtaking. Some friends just came by a few weeks ago. They went there. They walked up into that rotunda area, and they were weeping from the heaviness of just what's there. So it's awesome. So that's what I have. So I would just encourage you to please go on to Brad's website, the Wild Branch Ministry, and he has a link to that, and register and come to it if you can. Please do.
And I would also I'd like to also add that Jimmy is also one of the ones that's going to be there, and Jimmy Black, and actually, it was a conversation that Jimmy and I had at one of those prophecy conferences down in Florida many years ago, and we were just noticing that when time was cut short, which happens in conferences, it seems that whenever that happens, you approach the powers that be that are running the conference, approach the band and say, can you cut out a couple of songs? You know, God forbid that we would ask the teachers to maybe shorten their message minutes, you know, but it's so easy, you know, just to cut out what I believe, which is part of how I want to start out talking today. Part of what I believe is the most important thing we're actually cutting out. And so we were talking about these things, and I said, you know, Jimmy, I would like to have a conference, and well, it's just exactly the opposite. the teachers will not be the focus, and the music will be the focus, and everything the teachers teach will be about praise and worship and all the dynamics of that, the things that Monty is going to do and Bill and I and are going to do are going to be different. We're going to have different messages, but they're all going to be focusing on praise and, awesome. And worship and prayer together. Wow. And then we're going to actually do it. We're going to end the conference with what Rod calls an all-skate, which I have given it the title the Ringo Starr All-Star Band kind of thing. But the idea at the end of it is to all of the musicians will gather together. We'll all do it. I'm thankfully going to be able to sit in with Jimmy, and I'll be able to sit in with Rod, which I do all the time. And then I'll be kind of leading the praise and worship at the end, which will, you know, be several hours of that which is going to be a time for deliverance and healing and just, you know, maybe, just maybe. And I know I'm really taking going off the real edge of the limb here by saying this, but maybe, just maybe, there may be someone there who doesn't know Messiah from a tree stump or yeah. Harry Potter. Awesome. And I mean, God forbid we do a Christian thing, you know, and maybe present an opportunity for them to start their walk in Messiah right there. And I think it's so cool that it's going to be at a place where we're going to, where they just took down the Ten Commandments. They just took the Ten Commandments down. And in the last place, quite frankly, except for Utah being Mormons, Mormonville here that I live in, but Oklahoma was one of the last places I thought would take the Ten Commandments down.
I know.
And so it's an opportunity for us to declare to the world, you know, we're back, you know, the Ten Commandments are back, and hopefully that will have an effect across the United States.
Wow.
That's
amazing,
that's our,
brother. That is just absolutely amazing. There are so many things that are happening in this country right now that they're evil things that are happening, but there is such righteousness standing up all over this country to take a stand and be righteous. And this is one of those, and I so appreciate this. Give your website address again, and people get on there, register, get out there and support them.
The website is wildbranch.org. That's pretty easy. We have it's the Wild Branch Praise Conference Facebook. You can get on that Facebook as well. I don't run those things. Rod and them know more much about that than I do. And you can get registered there. It's December the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So it'll be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday kind of thing. And it's just really going to be a time of really stepping in together and doing something very, very similar to what's going on here in this conference that you're having this weekend.
Yeah, I kind of heard a little thing like you're going to do some prayer, you're going to do some praise, and I wouldn't even assume you're going to do a little proclamation there.
I should say.
Yeah, how about that? That's kind of been a thread of a theme this past weekend. Yes, yes. Brother, it's awesome. It's just awesome. Rod, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
See you soon, Rod.
And praising and glorifying the Lord. We thank you so much. Please go support Rod Woodruff's ministry, Oye Israel. That is OYEISRAEL.com. OYEISRAEL.com. Thank you, Rod. We love you, brother. Thank you so much, my friend.
Blessings.
Blessings to you.